Una was sitting down, he was at the Rebbe, the Rosh Shiva, and he said over this halacha, Oma le Rebbe Lezer, Bar Be Rav means like a Talmud learning in the yeshiva. So Rebbe Eliezer, he was the Talmud learning in the yeshiva, he asked like the Rosh Shiva question, Oma Rav Hochi, is it true that Rav said this halacha? Because it's a sefira. If you can say the reason why the churba is right next to the house of Mutter is because Derech Avra, they don't ask as them, so why is the middle churba also then? Churba stira. If you tell me now the middle churba is also from both of them, I the only use of Derech Avir, so you see Derech Avir is called Yira Tashmish. So it's called the Tashmish, both churbish, all three should be also as then. The churba, there's a stira here, that was his kasha. Is it true that Rav said this halacha? Omalayin. So Rav Shiva, Rav Bruni said, yes, Rav said this halacha. Is ach v'le yishbiza. Rav Lezer wasn't there, and he said, show me where Rav lives. I want to ask Rav myself. Ach v'le, so he showed him where Rav lives. Osla came with Rav. He went in front of Rav. Omalei, and he asked Rav. Oma mar hochi, is it true that you said this halacha? That we have these three churbas, that the right and the left is mutter, and the middle one is osser? Omalei in. Rav answered back, yes, that's what I said. Omalei, so Rav Lezer answered him. V'amar hu di yomar. Leze b'shulshol. You, Rav, hold that even though one has an easier tashmish and one has a little harder tashmish, they ask the zeal zeh. So, Mamonashach, now, if you tell me the reason why the middle churb is also, is because Derech Aver, even though both houses only throw into it, so Derech Aver does ask the zeal zeh, so the right and left churb should also be also. What do you want to say? The right churb should be moved to the right house. Because that one just has to make a shulshal like. He just lowers it down out of his window. For the left house to use it though, he has to make a zrikam. He has to throw it all the way through to the right chotzer, to the right churba. But you, Rav, say that zeb is shulshal, but zeb is zrikah is called equal use. And the yasel zeh al zeh. So what's the stira mamonashach here? If you're going to tell me, like Rashi says, if you're going to tell me derech avir, that's why the middle chotzer is asur, so the middle churba is asur, so even the right and left churba should also be asur, because it's zeh b'shulshal v'zeh b'zrikah. What do I care, the house that's right next to this churba, how does he use it? He doesn't have a door or an entrance to the churba, he only has a window. How do you use through a window? You have to do a shulshal, you have to lower it down. Now true, the other house all the way on the left, how does he get into this churba? He has to throw mamish through two other churbas to get to here. So that's called the zrika. But Rav Shiter is, zeb zrika v'zeb shulto is lahadodi, is shavu lahadodi, it's equal, that they do ask the zel zeh. So Mamonashach, there's a spear here on you, Rav. Once the middle one is also, why are the two right ones mutter? Everything should be also here. On Malay, Rav answered back like this, Einochanami, avada my Shiter is that derech avir does not ask the zel zeh. Therefore, the right churba that's near the right house, since he uses it not bezrika, just b'shulshal, the left house only uses it bezrika. Therefore, we say the left house that uses it derech zrika, derech avir, does not ask on the right house. That's taka rav svara. Derech avir does not ask on zeh azeh. So the question is then, why is the middle churba also on both of them? Omalei, Rav enters back. Mi savra the kind of kashura, do you think we're talking about now the three churbas is a straight line, one after another? Loi, we're talking about the kind of kachatzuva. It's talking about like a triangle, like the picture in the Gemara here now. There are two churbas, and the third churba on the left side is in between the right two churbas. It's like a chatzuva, like a triangle. So therefore, the top churba on the right side is mutter the top bias, because he uses it for shulshul. Mashenkin, the bottom bias, for him to use the top right churba, it's only duch zrika. Rav holds it by zrika, derech avir does not ask as el zeh. Hold in the other way. The bottom right churba is mutter to the bottom house, because he uses that churba b'shulshul, just lowering it down. Mashenkin, for the bottom house to use the top right churba, he could only use the derech zrika throwing into it, and derech avir throwing, Rav holds does not ask as el zeh. Mashenkin, the left churba here, the reason why it's osir for both batim to use it is not the pshat because derech avir throwing asis, but since this left churba is close to both batim use it just b'shulshul, just opening up the window and lowering it down into the churba without a zrika. It's not away, it's not dalat tzlochem away from the house, it's right next to the house. So since both batim use the left churba, equal use of shulshul, that's why the yasa zealzim. By shaking on the right side, the two churba, since they're away from one another, therefore the churba next to one house is mutter to that house, and the other house doesn't ask it, because for the other house to use it, it's only derech zrika. And derech zrika, derech havya taka does not ask zealzim. This is a riot that Rav tackles this svarim, that any time you only have a use, like Moshe, the bottom house here, how can he use the top churba? Only by throwing it into that churba. Therefore, since his whole tashma is only derech zrika, he does not aser on the top chotzer. He does not aser it on the top bayis. Smell is good now, Rav also. When you have this bor in between the two chatzarim, they do not aser ze al ze. Because since both chotzers only could use this middle bor by zrika, by throwing it, we're saying now zrika does not aser, derechava does not aser ze al ze. So the Gemara, O Malay Rav Papa the Rava, such a Papa the Rava, Lamer Shmuel, let's let the Rav Dimi. Let's say now Shmuel argues on Rav Dimi. Shmuel is saying, hold that, no, you have to have a tikkun here, but this bor is only mutter to schlep up the water if you put out a ziz, you put out a piece of wood. So Mashmuel, two chatzerim do asa ze al ze, even though it's only derech avir. So what? Since both chotzers have an equal right to use this middle bor, it's like both Rishriyas are shalit here, and the Yasa Zeal Zeh. So the Chura then, Shmuel does not come out good like Rav Dimi. The Chiyasi Rav Dimi Yom Rav Yechon. Rav Dimi came over and said it over the name of Rav Yechonin. Mokam Shein Boy Dalad Al Dalad. That's called a Mokam Ptur. A Mokam Ptur, a Mokam Shein Boy Dalad Al Dalad, the Locher is Muta Levnei Rishus Rabin, or Levnei Rishus Ayochin Lekate Folov. That's a Mokam Ptur in between the Rishus Rabin and the Rishus Ayochin. So a person standing in the Rishus Rabin is allowed to put down his bundle on this Mokim Ptur. Who are then a person standing in the Rishus Yochid is also allowed to put down his bundle on the Mokim Ptur. But Metchili should not put like carry from Rishus Rabin and put it down on the Mokim Ptur and then pick it up again and carry it into Rishus Yochid. That's Xera, even though Midiraisa this is Mutur. Of its Xera though, that maybe you come to carry directly from the Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid. He said, "Bavach lo yachlifu." But I call upon him. You see, a mokum ptur is mutter. Now, what's the head of Niskumarot's mashma? The reason why a mokum ptur is mutter because it's called ye carrying derech avir. Since the mokum is not dalal dalal, it's not a chosh of a mokum hanocha, like Rashi says. It's called like it's ba'avir. It's only in the ear, and anything in the ear is not called a chosh of a hanocha. So that's only good if you hold like Rav that derech avir does not aser zeh al zeh. But the chur the kasher is according to Shmuel. That Derech Avir does aser. Yeah, like Rashi says, Leslei, Res Leslei of the Midu Hamokim Shem by Arba Kivun Les Be Shir Mokim Anocha Di Dei Lav Anochi Vrehu Ka Avir Bi Alma. Sort of like an Avir. That's the Hezbo of a Mokim Ptur. It's like Avir. Who come a Mutte Beloy Shem taking the Shmuel Hoyt Sos his boy. And for the Gemara, no. Hosam Rishuyas Diraisa. Where it's a question in between the Rishus Rabbim and Rishus Yochid. Where it's an Issa Diraisa, the Rabbonim were more makel. To say true, a Mokum Ptur is Mutur. Hocha Rishuyas the Rabbonim. Mashenkin here to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer is only Osam the Rabbonim. We Diraisa the both Rishus Yochid. The whole Indian of a Rubin Chatzer is to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer is only Osam the Rabbonim. And in the Rabbanon de Kisurim, there's a swarov, for Chachamim also chizik l'divrayim, yoyse mishal Torah. The Chachamim made a bigger chizik for their dinim, more than the Torah said. See, even though for din the Raisa between Rishus Rabbim and Rishus Yochid, there is a Ptur of a Makim Ptur, which blives Derech Avir, does not ask a Zel Zem, but where we're talking about the Rabbanon de Kirishuyis, of a Chotzer, that has a bore in between the two of them, that it's only an Issa. The Rabbonin, here the Rabbonin made a chizuk of the Reim, that even Derech Avir does answer according to Shmuel. That's why Shmuel says you have to have a tikkun here of a ziz sticking out.
Yeah. Zodim Ravaita. Omale Ravino le Rava. So Ravina asked Rava, Niyoma Rav Hochi. Is it true the Rav said like this? Then any time the Grashi Zeb Mishtamash Besomach Loyer de Zrika, Vien Chaveru Oisolov Derech Avir, that somebody else does not answer him by Derech Avir. For Itma we learned, Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzidi Rishus Rabin. If somebody owns two houses, one person, on opposite sides of Rishus Rabin, Moshlam Beverly,
one person owns a house on one side of Beverly, and he owns another house straight across on the other side of Beverly. Is Rabba bar Rav Huna Amar Rav, that Rabba Rav Huna said over the name of Rav, the din is, Osa Lizroik Mizelezeh. You're not allowed to throw from one house to another house. Is the Shalom, why is it Osa? Rashi says, Shnei Batim Shel Odom Echod Osa Lizroik. Even when you throw it across Beverly, across Rishus Rabin, it's going Lamala Miyasara. Ukoma the Oyster Olov, Aviron Shovne Rishus Rabin. Still, we say the Avir of the Rishus Rabin asks on you to throw it. Ava P. Shane Lehem Kantashmish, even though there's no use there. So it's a Mod Nakasha. But since you're using the Avir of the Rishus Rabin, even though there's no real tashmish there, still you see it's osur. So you see it's osur to use something through a rishus. And for the Gemara, Shmuel amar mutar lizrok mizelezeh, but Shmuel holds no, it's mutar to throw from one to the other. Since lemaisa both houses belong to you, so you're throwing from one rishus yacha to another rishus yacha, it's mutar to throw it. What do I care if it goes in between over a rishus rab, which is lemala mayud, which is like aver, there's no isur. But Kofonim Mechurikash is according to Rav. What is Rav Asa? But Malay answered back, Lav miyakimna, didn't we zet sign? This is a new halacha why it's also here. We're talking about the Madli Chad, the Metitoi Chad. One house is higher and one house is lower. That's why you're not allowed to throw across to a Shus Rabin from one house to another house. Because we're afraid, since they're not equal levels, you'll miss the other house. Zimnen de Menagdin Vinofum. Maybe when you throw across, you'll miss the other house, and will fall down onto the ground on Rishus Rabim. Now that alone would not be an Isser, because you weren't mechavin to throw to Rishus Rabim. You were mechavin to throw from your Rishus Rabim straight across the other Rishus, from your Rishus Yochid, straight across the other Rishus Yochid. So since your Kavana was leheter, there wouldn't be any Isser derice, even if it fell now to Rishus Rabim. So this alone should not be a mokum to make a gzera. So the gzera is, the Osil Asuyei, we're afraid when you throw across to the other house, you'll miss it, and it'll land in the Rishus Rabim, and now you go outside to pick it up and bring it into the house. So you'll be carrying now from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. That's why we make the Gzeirah. That's why it's also. So nothing to do with the Shiloh, whether the Avir Asas or not. Taka Rav holds Derech Avir does not Asar. The reason why here it's also is, because as a Gzeirah, maybe you fall into Rishus Rabim, and you come to pick it up to bring it into your house. That's why it's also. Yeah, so Melo is no kasha Rav on Rav. Even though Lachur the Havimin is a bit so shver, that was the kasha from over here to Rav. So my student also explains a little bit like Rashi. That the word is what's the Havimin to Asar is. He's throwing from one Rishus Yochid straight across to the other Rishus Yochid, and they both belong to you. So that about it should be mutter. Now the only tzatar is Asar is since you're going through the Avra of the Rishus Rabin. Now Lamaisi you're throwing something Lamala Meyud more than 10 tefachim high off the ground. So Lamala Meyud is not a Rishus Rabin. But I call upon him, since the people in the Rishus Rabin sometimes use that Avir, they like stick the hand up, they do things in it, so that's called like the Rishus Rabin has a right to use that Avir. So that's why it's also for you to throw from one Rishus to another Rishus. So the Kodakash is like a Kal B'Choyma. Madnech Rav says here it's also, and the Avir that the Rishus Rabin uses, Mamish, a very slight Rishus, because Lamais is Lamala Meyud. Still, Rav holds that Avir is called something. So, Avad, in the case where your mom is using Avir, you're throwing something from your Rishus to another Rishus, Derech Avir, that Avad should blame also. That's the Gemara's territory. No, here it has nothing to do with Derech Avir. Now, the reason why Rav answers here is because as Xerah, maybe you come to fall with Rishus Rabim and you come to pick it up. So, that's the Mishnah Vaita. Hanoisen Eseruvoi Bebesh Shar. If somebody puts his Erev in a Beis Shar, that's like the foyer or the hallway into a house. So the Maisa, nobody lives there. It's not a Mokum Royal or Biron, because people walk through there. So if you collect an Eruv Chatzeris from this Chotzer, and you put it into a house, into a Beis Shar, into the foyer of the house, or else Achsadra, you put the Eruv Chatzeris on a porch, an open porch, or else some Rafestas, you put it on a balcony, is a Locha Eino Erev. The Erev is not Chal. Since these places are not a Mokum Biron, it's not Royal to live there, if you collect the Erev Chatzeris and put it there, and the Eruv Chatzeris has to be in a Mokum Royal Adira, here it's not Royal Adira, so it's not Chal the Eruv Chatzeris. Because the whole lumdus of the Eruv Chatzeris is that you collect a pass from each house, and they put it in one house, so it looks like everybody's living in this house now.
but only if this makom is ruah l'dira. Here the makom is not ruah l'dira, the erev is not chal. Hu adin v'hadar shom eino oiser. Let's say somebody moved in for this Shabbos to live in the Beis Shaar into the foyer, or they lived into the porch, or they moved in to live into the to the balcony. Also, they do not ask around the rest of the Bnei Chotzer. Since there is not a mokum ruah l'dira, even if though they're living there, they do not aser. Is vadar shom eino oiser lof. What about the Beis HaTevin? You have a house that you store the straw, or else Beis HaBuk, or corral where you have your animals living, or Beis Eitzim, a house where you store your wood, or Beis Oitzer, a stam, a house that you store other things in, Beis Oitzer, or else is Hareza Erev. If you put Erev in one of these rooms, the Erev is chal. Because the pshat is, these are private rooms that is roy to live there. If you empty it out, but you're storing there and live there, it's a mokum roy l'dira. Therefore, if you put the Erev there, it's a mokum roy l'dira, and the Erev is chal. Mel hu adin v'adar shom, if somebody lives in these rooms, it's tak oyser the yasser on you, because it's a mokum roy l'dira. Rabbi Yehuda says a new chiddush now. Im yesh shom tfisas yad, shobal habayis einu oyser. In a case where the Bala boss has a tfisas yad, means he has a right to use each apartment. As we're talking about, let's say you own a house that has four apartments to the house, and the Bala boss rents out three apartments to three different people, three different yidin. So Pasha, they should have to have an Erev Chatzeris in order to carry out from one apartment to another apartment or else to the backyard. But let's say when the Bala boss rents it out to each person, he still has a tfisas yad. I mean, he still has a tfisas, means a hand to use there. He has a mokum in each apartment that he has the right to leave his kalim there. He still has some usage in each apartment. Then einu oiser. Then we still consider as if the Bala is living in each apartment, and the person renting now is only like an oirech, like a guest by the Bala boss. And he doesn't ask for the Bala boss. It's like the whole house still belongs to one person. And mainly everybody's let it carry out from one apartment to another apartment. Since the Bala boss has a tfisas yad, has a right to use a mokum, a place, in each apartment. Like Rashi says, Sheyesh the Bala bayis mokum b'dirosei shozer, shenoysen shem kelim latzniyah. He has a place to hide his kelim there in the house. So since he has a right to use the house, it's considered like he's still living there. And the other people now are just a guest by him. Wherever we say the cloud that hadar shom en oiser, if you're living in this type of a room that's not royal adira, you did not aser on the bnei chotzer. If let's say two other people are living there and they did make an erev together, even though you're living there, you do not aser on them. Is hanoiser neser ruvoi enu erev? Who are then in such a place? If when they collect the ruvah chatzeris, they put it into this type of a room, the Erev is not chal, since this mokum is not royal adira. Chutz, except mi beis shaar de yochid, a foyer or the a hallway coming into a private house, into one person living there. A beis shaar de yochid, that is a mokum royal adira. Rashi says, chutz mi beis shaar de yochid, the chotzer shal yochid, if this chotzer belongs to a yochid, umas nisim mi beis shaar de chotzer de rabbi maskinen. Our Mishnah is talking about this as a foyer or hallway into the chotzer of a rabbin, belong to a lot of people. Then we say it's not a mokum mutzna since everybody walks through it. But if it's a private chotzer, even the hallway into it is also royal adira, and there you could put yerif. Now, v'chol mokum shomer chachomim. Any place that the chachomim said, ein manichim by yerif, you are not allowed to put down an eruv chatzeris there. No, it's not a mokum royal adira. You should know manichim by shittif. You are allowed to put down there, though, the shtufim mevoyis. Shtufim mevoyis means if all the chatzerim make an erev together, allow them to carry out from the chatzer into the mavoy, the halacha is you don't have to put it in the bayis, the bayis dira roy to live in. You could even put it in the chatzer, albeit a little bit mishtamer. So pshit, you're allowed to put it into a porch or a balcony, which is also more mishtamer than just the chatzer. So you could put the shtufim mevoyis in any one of these places. Chutz me'avim mavoy. The only place you can't put the Erev for Shtufim Mevoyis to carry out into the Mavoy is in the middle of the Mavoy itself, in the middle of the street. Since that's not a Mokum Meshumer at all, it's not watched there the Erev is not Chal. For the Gemara, my Kamashmon, what's the Chiddush of this Braisa that Yehuda, Brother of Shmuel, Bar Shelah said over? The Chub Shit, my Kamashmon, Taninon. We learned all these Chiddushim in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hanoisen es Eruvi Bebe Shar, if you put to collect the Eruvi Chatzeris, and put it into a beis shaar, into a foyer, or else a chadra, you put it into an open porch, Relsam Rafesis. A balcony, Eino Erev. The Erev is not Chal, since these places are not Royal Adira. You can't do a Mokka Mutzna. It's not a Mokka Mutzna. It's not a private place. Yeah, is Eino Ruvi Erev. It says a Diak, Erev, who do lay heavy. Only a Ruvi Chatzeris is no good. Hoshtufe heavy. Mashen can stufe my voice. For that, these places are good. It's not worse than putting in the middle of the Chotzer. So what's the chiddush of this brisa? And for the Gemara, beishar de yochid. The chiddush is that a beishar, if it's a foyer only for a private house for one person living there, that is called the makom mutzna. So the chur, what do you have to make an aruba chaterus for if you have a yochid, one person living there? Mustama means we want to make a aruba chaterus with the other chaterim next to him, with the other people, the next chotzer. So then they're allowed to put it into this foyer, even though it's a foyer, it's a hallway, since it only belongs to a yochid. The Avid the Mava Yitzvichle, and the other Chiddushman's price is that the Shtufim of voice, when you collect the Erev for the Mava, you cannot put the Erev in the Mava itself. The late Tanan, these things we did not learn in our Mishnah. So at the Gemara, Tanina Nami Hoch, we learned another price like this. Hanoisen Eser Ruvi Bebeishar. If somebody puts their Ruvi Chatzeris and the Beishar in the hallway, Ach Sadru or an open porch, Umrafes as a balcony, Uve Chotzer Uve Mava Harez Erev. You put it in the chotzer in the mavi, the erev is chal. For the more astiro b'yotznan, we learned ain't the erev. We learned you can't put the ruvi chatzeris in the chotzer in the mavi. It has to be in a makom royal adira. You can't live in the chotzer. And the gemara, ema the pshat is hareze shituf. You should know what's chal if the shtufa mivoyis is chal. So what you collect an erev for the shtufa mivoyis, that you're allowed to put even in the chotzer. For the gemara ba shituf b'mavi loy minter. How can you say you can put it even into the mavoi and the mavoi it's not watched? I call pardon the error for the shtufa mavoi has to be in a makom mishumer that's watched. That's what has to I call pardon be in a chotzer, but not in an open mavoi. And here it says even in the mavoi it's mutter. And for the gemara ema bechotzer sheva mavoi, you know where it's mutter to put this erev even in one of the chatzerim that open up into the mavoi. But in the mavoi itself avad you can't put the erev for the shtufa mavoi. Yeah, the Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said over in the name of Shmuel. B'nei Chabur. If you have people, they have different houses in the Chotzer, but they're like friends, they came to have a Suda together. B'nei Chabur, the people from the Chabura, Shoyim Mesubim, they were sitting together and eating together, a meal together. V'kiddush Aleihem Hayom. And it became now Friday night, it became Shabbos. Is the Alocha Pash Al HaShulchan Soimchen Aleihem Mishumeruf. They're allowed to be served, they're allowed to use the bread on the table for their Ruvi Chatzeris. Even though they did not make a Beferish Erev to carry from one apartment to another apartment, but since right now at the beginning of Shabbos they're all sitting together on the same table, and there's bread there, that everybody has a right to use that bread automatically makes them like to have an Erev. The Yamr Lo, and some learn Mishum Shittif, you should know it even helps for Shtufim Yavoyis. Omar Rava V'loi Pligu, Rava says, no machloikis here. Kan b'mesubin b'bayis, if the sudu is taking place in one of the houses inside the chotzer, so in the house it's roid to make an aruba chatzeris, we consider this bread for an erev chatzeris. If they're having the sudu outside in the chotzer, and the chotzer is not a mokum to put an aruba chatzeris, it's only good to put an aruba a shtufim mevois, so they'll be considered to be kosher for the shtufim mevois. Oh, malaya baya la rabba, sabaya told rabba, tanya de misaylach, have a raya to you. Eruvi chatzeris bechotzer. You could put eruvi chatzeris where in the chotzer, on the front yard. Ushtufe mivoyis b'movi. And the eruvi you collect mishtatef to put all the mivoyis every chotzer in the movi to carry from the chotzer into the movi. You could put it in the movi. For vinabo we have a kasher on this. Eruvi chatzeris bechotzer. Is it true that the eruvi chatzeris you can put into the chotzer? For your tanan we learned. If you collect the Ruvi Chatzeris and you put it into a Beishar, into a hallway, Achsadr, into a porch, Umrafesis, into a balcony, Einu Erev. The Erev is not Chal. Why? Because it has to be a Mokum Royal Adira. And these places are not Royal Adira. So how could you tell me now that putting in the Chotzer, the Erev is Chal? A Chotzer is also not a Mokum Royal Adira. Have the Gemara Eima Eruvi Chatzeris Bebayis Shem Chotzer. It means you took this Eruvi Chatzeris and you put it into one of the houses that are in the Chotzer. Real Shtufa Mevoyis means Bechotzer Shem Movi. You put this Erev for the Shtufa Mevoyis not in the Movi itself,
but you put it into one of the chatzerim in the mavi, and in the chatzer that's called a makim shumur. That's kosher for the shtufim avoyis. Right now, the end of the Mishnah of Yehuda says the chiddush. Yehuda wa'im yeshem trisas yad. If the bala boss that rents out his apartments has a right to use a makam to put kalim down in each apartment to use the makam, the house still belongs to the bala boss as if he's still the owner, and the other people are only a guest by him. So the mara hechi domi trisas yad. How much right does the bala boss have to have to use each apartment? And the gemara kagoyin chatzeroy shal bunias. It's like this chotzer that belonged to Benias. So Rashi learns, Osher, who he was a very rich person, Omasho Batim Shabachotz Lacherim. He used to rent out his apartments in the chotzer to other people. Voyula Kalim Bakulim, Shemitech Oishroi, Hoyula Kalim Harbi. He had a lot of Kalim, a lot of different things, a lot of different chairs, a lot of different tables, and he had no place to store them. So he used to store his tables, his chair, in these different apartments. So since he had something in each apartment, some kalim, a mokim in the apartment, to use that mokim, it's still considered like he's the owner here and these other people are only a guest by him. So the Gemara, Ben Bunis, so the son of Bunis, Osla Kaim of the Rebbe, came in front of Rebbe, came to visit him. Omalu, so Rebbe said, Penu mokim le Ben Meir, prepare a nice mokim, give him a nice place to stay because he's a son of a rich person. Give him a nice place to stay. Like with Yedua, Rebbe was always Mechabed Ashirim. A rich person, Rebbe was Mechabed. Here is the son of the rich person. He said, give him a nice place to stay. Another person came in front of Rebbe. Omalu, they told him, prepare a nicer place.